Welcome to DM a Dentist, your friendly neighborhood podcast, where Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike are here to make dental care approachable for everyone. Because everyone deserves a healthy smile without the fear.
Well, well, welcome back to another episode. I'm Dr. Mike.
And I'm Dr. Rusty.
And we're two general dentists practicing in Portland, Oregon.
Welcome back to our podcast, DM a Dentist.
In today's episode, we're talking about our final team member in the who's who in the dental office. This is part three, and we're talking about the dental hygienist.
The hygienist? You mean the cornerstone of the dental office?
You mean the boss?
Yeah, basically, the boss. They're kind of in charge, it seems
my boss.
Sometimes.
My
you
boss.
Know, day yeah. to day. Sure, we love our hygienists, boss. But you know.
Yeah, but yeah, they run the place.
They do.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, they do keep the office running and keep a lot of things, systems running, recall patients coming through. I mean, hygienist is important.
I mean, does your patient say, hey, I want to see you, or they want to see the hygienist?
Oh, for sure. They request a hygienist. They build a relationship with them. You know, the hygiene is like the bread and butter of the practice. It's bringing people through to get exams. And I mean, they're coming back to see the hygienist, though. They build a relationship with them. They're not coming to see me.
No, they want to see Vonda.
Or Sam or Angela, any of y'all
any
that are amazing.
Yeah.
But when they're in their chair, they're happy. They're getting their teeth cleaned. Things are good. When they're in my chair, it's because they need something more. So typically, patients are just happier, I think, when they're coming for a hygiene visit.
Yeah. It's like a little spa day.
Yeah. It's nice. It's treatment. Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
But what is a role of a hygienist? I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about some of the roles. What are they called?
Dental nurses.
Dental nurse. Oh. Yeah,
so our dental nurses, as you all know, they're not dental nurses.
Yeah. If you listen to our early episodes, no one in the dental office is called a nurse. So y'all better know that. If not, go back and listen. I think it was the assistant.
Listen to a different one.
Yep.
We're talking today about dental hygienists, not dental nurses. What are they?
The hygienists, they're really involved. So they're providers of the office too, right? They're licensed in a similar way to the dentists are licensed by the state. They have to go to a lot of school, a lot of training. So they're super involved in, you know, oral health, in treating oral disease in a lot more ways than just cleaning your mouth. They have a few kind of main functions, I would say. As a dental hygienist, your number one is they're going to be, you know, providing hygiene, aka cleaning your teeth. The other thing they're going to be doing a big part is education. You know, oral hygiene instructions, education, types of toothbrush, water picks, different, you know, mouth rinses and things that are going to be really helpful. So AKA teaching you how to clean your teeth. And then the other thing they're going to do, we kind of lumped this one together is providing, you know, more information or applying medications, you know, things like different toothpaste, mouth rinses, you know, they're seeing, you know, maybe fungal or viral infections that they can spot and have us you know, prescribe medication for. So that's another kind of big role for them.
Yeah, no, I love that you described it that way. I mean, your dental hygienists are involved in your overall oral care more than you think, right? Patients often mention, oh, I'm just here for a cleaning. We hear that a lot, like just a cleaning. But no, their primary focus as a dental hygienist is improving your oral health. And that is through different types of cleanings or what you said, like application of medications, things like that. But their roles and responsibilities are more and extend far beyond just cleaning teeth.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have a lot more duties than just cleaning teeth. I mean, sometimes they have a quote unquote, you know, simple cleaning where it's someone who is really exceptional home care. You know, they've been educated on how to clean their teeth and keep it clean.
Like if Rusty came to get a cleaning.
Sometimes it's quote unquote just a cleaning because there's not so much going on, not a lot of disease, right? Because a lot of patients are great. But a lot of times there's a lot of buildup, a lot of areas they're missing stuff, infections, things that patients aren't even aware of that hygienists can see and spot. So, you know, at our school, I don't know if it was like this at VCU, I assume maybe similar, but like we took a lot of classes with our hygienists, you know, like some of the anatomy and some of those, you know, basic dental terminology and stuff like that was with some of the hygiene class.
Yeah. We had a lot of dental hygienists and with the dental students learning like oral path, dental anatomy, radiology. I mean, we were like cohorts in that class, which is great. So we have the same backbone in terms of didactic knowledge.
For sure.
We would consider the dentist and the hygienist as providers in the office.
Right.
Yeah,
right. Totally. Totally. I mean, and a lot of times, you know, like it's very state by state, but some states you can have like indirect supervision of hygienists too, where a dentist doesn't even have to actually be in the building for a hygienist to be there working because they're providers, they're licensed, they're educated, they're trained in CPR and basic life support. Like they're fully capable of providing care. They have to have an exam in
guys,
a lot of states.
I want too, you to need so. Me, but you don't really need, you know, the Rusty. They need us.
Well, they need us. You know, we need them. I think it's a working relationship.
It is.
Right?
Yeah,
we can't do what they do. We can't do it without us and vice versa.
Yeah. No, agreed.
You know, and like you said, they're trained in all the classes too, right? They're taking oral pathology and anatomy and all that stuff too. So they're not just in there cleaning your teeth. They're doing oral cancer screenings and looking for those same lumps and bumps we look for.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they're in there for so much longer than I am for an exam. They're seeing stuff that's really small and just starting. So
yeah. I mean, so when your hygienist is in there cleaning your teeth, they're looking for all these things and trying to address other health concerns. So they're doing an exam not only inside the mouth but also outside the mouth extraorally. They're looking for things that shouldn't be there.
Right.
Gross. They'll refer you to a dermatologist. I mean, they'll talk to Rusty and I first, but they'll know to refer you to a dermatologist, right. And we will ultimately make that decision, but they know what they're doing,
right?
Which
for
is
sure.
great.
For sure. And not only just the soft stuff, the lumps and bumps and whatever else, but they're also looking at the teeth for cavities, you yep. know, gum disease, all that, obviously.
I mean, your hygienist brings that up to you all the time, doesn't they?
For sure. Yeah. They're very good
I think
about
there's
it.
A cavity and, on number two.
Yeah. And not only do they bring it up to me, they can kind of start that discussion with the patient as well. You know, hygienists can't technically diagnose like a cavity, for example, that has to be per Oregon state law, a dentist who diagnoses that, but they've looked at a lot of x-rays. I promise you, if my hygienist is looking at your teeth, she can tell if you have a cavity.
Yeah.
Especially if she's got an x-ray to look at.
But she'll let you tell them.
But not necessarily. Huh. I mean, a lot of times they're going to tell the patients like, hey, you know, I'm seeing this on some x-rays. I'm seeing this when I'm looking at your teeth. Looking like, you know, this might be what's going on here. A doctor may recommend this for you. So they can kind of start that process. And that's something that I think is super valuable for hygienists. It's called it's co-diagnosis, right?
Oh, yeah.
So they're looking at stuff. We're looking at stuff. Before I go in for an exam, I talk with my hygienist. We look through the x-rays together. We're looking through scans. We're looking through everything and we're talking about it. We're seeing stuff. I'm seeing stuff. They're seeing stuff. We're seeing the same stuff, different stuff.
You yeah. know,
we're talking about what's going on, what the patient's concerns are. What they may or may not have talked to the patient about, you know, hygienists have different levels of comfort talking with patients about stuff too, based on their experience. So some of our hygienists are really great about, you know, hey, this is looking like this is going to need a filling. This is maybe going to need a crown here. And kind of starting that conversation, which makes it easier when I come in the room and makes it, you know, just more efficient and, you know, helps the patient own the problem if there's a lot of people seeing the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like the aspect you mentioned, like co-diagnosis, right? Someone brings it up, someone else brings it up. It kind of makes it gives it more impact,
right?
Like it's not just me walking in saying, hey, I'm meeting you maybe for the first time or just I'm in there for 5 minutes.
Right.
Your hygienist is there for 60 minutes at least sometimes more.
Right.
But yeah, they spend more time in your mouth. They notice what's going on. They can bring these up to you. And then the hygienist and us, we work together to come up with a treatment plan that is beneficial to your oral health, right? And we all know that oral health is systemic health. It's all connected.
Right.
So it's something that's very important.
For sure.
Co-diagnosis is very important. We love our hygienist. Yeah. So,
and we're all looking at like the gums and the teeth. I would say just as like a general perspective, maybe hygienists focus a little bit more on gum health while we're focused on, you know, tooth health and rebuilding teeth. Yeah. Obviously, it's all a cohesive unit. You can't have gums without teeth, you know, vice versa.
So like piggyback off that, what would you say is like a specific job responsibility of a hygienist? Yeah. Like what do they do? Like if someone didn't know what a hygienist was, what do they do?
So yeah, dental hygienists, I mean, number one and the most obvious thing is they're just the champions of oral health and oral hygiene. So they do, you know, cleaning of teeth is the number one job and responsibility that they do have. They're a hygienist, so they're responsible for dental hygiene. So they do this through gum exams, you know, the measurements when they go around 3-2-3, 3-2-3, measuring everywhere, cleaning your teeth and scraping the plaque and tartar off to make your gums and teeth healthier.
Yeah. And if your gums aren't healthy, hygienists are able to diagnose with us or independently of what's going on with your gums. Mm-hmm, so periodontal disease, gingivitis, which we've talked about in previous things, and provide cleanings that are necessary for what you've been diagnosed with. So we get that a lot where it's like, do I need a deep cleaning or a regular cleaning? Yep. A hygienist can help you figure that out.
Right.
And then if you need a deep cleaning, they can help numb you, make sure you're comfortable. There's a lot of things they're capable of doing.
Right.
But yeah, they can deal with a lot of that.
Yeah, providing local anesthetic is one job responsibility or ability hygienists have. Maybe a lot of people don't know, that's right?
True.
Because
even for us, like our procedures.
Right. Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, like if my schedule is tight and a hygienist has a moment free, sometimes they'll numb up my next patient for me and add some anesthetic and get them numb for me, which is great.
It's awesome.
And you know, for people that have had a quote unquote regular cleaning, not a deeper cleaning, like they may have not been numb for a cleaning before, but sometimes there are, you know, gum disease that gets away from people where you need to be numb for that cleaning, and hygienists obviously can do that. So treating gum disease is so important, you know, not just for your oral health, but for everything systemically. Like gum disease contributes to your risk of heart attack, your risk of stroke, your risk of, you know, Alzheimer's, dementia, cognitive decline. There's so much that inflammation in your mouth goes to the rest of your body, and hygienists, you know, help reduce inflammation a lot.
Oh, yeah. And as we know from a lot of things coming out, like you just don't want generalized inflammation in your body.
Right.
Right. Even if it's in your mouth, but you just, inflammatory processes are a sign of disease. You don't want that going on. So they help with that. And apart from cleaning teeth, I mean, they do many other things. Like they help, you know, gum disease, obviously. They're also involved in things around the office. Like they take x-rays, they're certified in that. They do local anesthetic, which you talked about. Mm-hmm. They co-diagnose with us, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. They flip rooms, they run sterile, they educate patients. But I even have a hygienist I work with, Kristen. This is a plug for you. She was a restorative hygienist, and that is amazing.
So what is a restorative hygienist?
So she did extra training. So I will prep teeth, right? Prepare them for a filling, remove the cavity, make sure everything's on sound tooth structure. And she's been trained in a way where she can go in and restore the tooth with composite fillings and then polish it. And then I come back and check it. And yeah.
So basically you do all the drilling, get the cavity cleaned up, and then Kristen comes in and places the filling there. Yeah. You just come do a final check.
Yeah. So I remove the decay process, but she's learned and done all these classes to know how to do all that.
Nice.
Which is cool. So hygienists, I think, like dental roles, like we're expanding, but it's nice to see these auxiliary roles expand.
Yep.
Right.
For sure.
Especially if you think about like areas that need, like there's no dentist.
Right.
Hygienists are capable of doing a lot of things.
Right. Yep. Yeah. And some hygienists, you know, really are passionate about, you know, expanding their roles and doing that. Some aren't, you know, everyone's unique. Some dentists want to really grow in this field, but not the other way. Hygienists are going to be unique that way too, right? Some are going to really want to focus on, you know, gum hygiene and health there and not so much on filling placement. And, you know, maybe they'll take different types of continuing education based on what their interests are.
Yeah.
But that option's there. And I mean, hygiene it's just so important to, you know, like the overall heartbeat of the office, the flow of the office. Like many of our new patients are seen by a hygienist first. They come in, the hygiene is meeting them, greeting them, bringing to the back, taking their x-rays, you know, doing the gum evaluation, giving them a cleaning, going through stuff they're seeing. Then the hygienist comes and talks to me, and then I finally meet the patient and confirm what they've been doing for the last hour.
So they've earned the patient's trust.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times, you know, they've built a good relationship, you know, so-and-so's, she's been so amazing, made this easy. It's been the best cleaning ever. You know, they told me there might be some stuff going on. So see what you think, you know, and it makes it a lot easier. So, they spend a lot of time with patients and grow that, like you said, that trust, and they'll start to build a little rapport. And with that patient. So
yeah,
it's so awesome. Helpful.
I mean, it's hard, as you can imagine, being a new patient in an office. You don't know anyone. The trust is not there.
Right.
And I think hygienists they care a lot about dentistry. Not that we don't care, but they care a lot.
Right.
And they can really show that to a patient. I mean, every hygienist I've met is just, it's amazing.
Yeah. They've been great. So, I mean, all the hygienists out there, especially the ones at our offices,
we appreciate
what y'all
do. We love you guys.
And you know, education, I would say education is maybe one of the most important factors of cleaning teeth, because, you know, it's like, give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, teach a man to fish, and he'll eat for the rest of his life.
And he'll keep his teeth.
Yeah. You know, clean a man's teeth, he's good till he goes and starts eating again. Teach a man to clean his teeth, and I'm
gonna have teeth
right.
forever. Because I mean, before I started in dentistry, I didn't realize that so many people didn't know the proper way to clean their teeth.
Right.
And I think that's so important. Like, if you're not taught, you don't know.
Right. And if it's not, like, if your parents didn't learn and passed on good habits to you,
how would you know?
Maybe you never learned. And so coming to an office where a hygienist cares and can show you, hey, look, you're missing right here. You're doing a good job here and here, but you're not getting this part here.
Yeah.
Focus on this. This is how you do that. This is the better way to floss, you know, do this type or that.
Caveat. I had a patient in dental school that did not know the proper way to brush his teeth. And he moved his toothbrush up and down, but did not move beyond like any change in direction. Didn't get no the gums, nothing.
Or, yeah,
he went up and down.
Yeah.
So like, he's like, no one ever told me. This man was 75.
Right.
So like, yeah, education, it starts from the dental home.
Yeah.
And Rusty, we see kids, hopefully when they're 1 year old, establish the care. Right. We establish the patient, meet the hygienist. And then hopefully we have this little, you know, community and we educate and go from there.
Yeah. And education, like you said, it's such an important aspect, you know, for everyone's health. We're super passionate about it. The hygienists we work with are super passionate about it. Our assistants, our front desk, you know, everyone's trying to educate you on what they know, right?
Yeah.
So front desk is going to educate you on your insurance. Us and hygienists are going to educate you on your teeth. Assistants, same thing. They're going to be educating you on what the procedure's like, what you're going through that day, you know, whatever it is. And you know, the educational aspect is a huge reason that we created this podcast, was to help educate you all.
That's why we're here.
And help you, you know, learn a little bit about the way that two random dentists think.
I mean, because you wouldn't know, right? You don't know how a dentist thinks, right? So, I mean, speaking of the podcast, right? We've been starting to move into our new studio space. I know we mentioned it last time, but yeah, we're building out a new studio space. We're excited about it. And during this transition, we're going to take a little bit of a break. So we'll probably end up seeing you, when do you think? New Year?
Probably New Year.
Probably in the New Year.
January 25.
We've got a lot of work left to do.
Yeah. This will be the last podcast from this studio space, though,
which is wild. So
it's sad to think about saying goodbye, but
I know.
Here it's been functional.
It's been good,
but we're excited for some change. We're excited for a little bigger space and a little designer bit more room. Space. And have some freedom in the design and how things are. So expect to hear from us in a few months, you know, in the new year, in a new space.
Yeah, we're excited. And during our break between season one, which is now, right, last episode, and season two of our podcast, we'll still be on active on all of our socials. We'll answer your questions, compiling your DMs, writing blogs. So yeah, keep up and keep messaging us. Hopefully you'll be featured on season two.
Yeah, for sure. And then again, you know, if you want to find us on socials, if you're not following us already, please do so. Our TikTok is same name as the podcast. So on TikTok, we are DM a dentist.
Yep.
On Instagram, we're under Your Daily Dose of Dental.
Yep.
So please reach out to us on there, send us DMs, send us weird videos you see, articles you read.
Okay, not weird.
We want to help you debunk stuff. We want to, you know, tooth related, mouth related, oral disease related, please, not anything.
Mouth related.
There's a lot of weird stuff on TikTok, okay? Be careful what you're sending us.
You know, some stuff we see is not mouth related. We are speaking to
mouth
only.
Mouth related, please.
Yep. Thank you. Yep.
Mouth related, tooth related, dentistry related.
So yeah, we're passionate about this. We love it. We love hearing from you. So yeah, thanks for tagging along. And hopefully we'll see you. I mean, we will see you. You're not going to leave us.
We'll be back.
We'll see you in season two.
Yeah, we'll see you season two. Have a good rest of your year.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of DM a Dentist, brought to you by Dose of Dental. And thank you for your interest in improving your oral health. If you'd like your questions answered by Dr. Rusty and Dr. Mike, visit us at doseofdental.com or DM us on Instagram at Your Daily Dose of Dental.